CJMQ 88.9 FM. I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and I have Melanie Cutting with me. So it's time again for At the Movies with Mel. So welcome, Melanie.
Thank you. Nice to be here on a sunny day.
It is nice and sunny.
Just a big storm is
moving. Exactly.
So get everything done outside that you need to do mm-hmm. today.
And your shopping, that's right.
Get the shopping done.
So did you go to the movies this week?
I did.
Great.
Surprise, surprise. And I had a choice at the time. It was either to see Bad Boys for Life
mm-hmm.
or the one that I thought I might see, which is the Rhythm Section.
Okay.
In fact, the Rhythm Section is now only in French.
Mm-hmm.
But at the time I was making this decision about what movie to see, I'm pretty sure it was still in English. So I said, well, do I go see the Rhythm Section or Bad Boys for Life? And the Rhythm Section is what I like to call a revenge movie about a woman whose family was killed in a plane crash. She's sad, but then she's really angry because she discovers that, in fact, the plane crash was a result of sabotage. I believe there was a bomb on board. So she then makes it her life's work to find and avenge mm-hmm. this act. So I thought, no. Finally, it doesn't interest me that much. And I said, well, maybe we'll see the other movie, Bad Boys for Life, which, as it turns out, is a revenge movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
But people I was going to the movies with, basically, we sort of had a toss-up. Okay, what are we going to do,
mm-hmm.
Rhythm Section or Bad Boys for Life? And I said, well, you know what? Bad Boys for Life is getting these good reviews mm-hmm. from critics and audiences. I am kind of a Will Smith fan.
Mm-hmm.
Martin Lawrence, I don't know as well, but what I've seen him in, he's good. He's an amusing actor. Okay, we'll go see that one. And what can I say? I hated it.
Oh, you hated it?
And I don't know who's listening to this broadcast, but you're probably saying, oh, I saw it and I loved it. It was the best movie. And I just couldn't stand it.
Mm-hmm.
And it was for many reasons. And not because it was a revenge movie, just because it was kind of a dumb story.
Mm-hmm.
And it somehow it summed up the American way of thinking these days, which is we're kind of in it for us, and we don't really care who gets hurt along the way. Let's just pull out our huge weapons and blow away the bad guys and maybe a few good guys along with. I just said, this is so not me.
Mm-hmm.
And interestingly, people I was with, not everybody thought that way. There were three other people, and they all said, oh, well, it was better than I expected. And for me, it was, like, frankly, worse than I expected.
Okay.
But but as I always say, if this is the kind of thing that you enjoy, if you enjoy kind of brainless action movies with lots and lots of weapons and lots of foul language, by all means, go see it, because you will love it. I did not. I truly hated it, and could hardly wait for it to be over. There were, truth be told, there were a few funny lines. Not enough to save the movie for me, but there were a few lines that were cute.
Mm-hmm.
And I think some people are saying, oh, well, this movie, the first Bad Boys movie was made in 1995, which goes back 25 years now,
mm-hmm.
when they were essentially kids. And now there was a kind of a Bad Boys number two movie, and this is the third one. And, of course, there is going to be a fourth one because this one is so popular. But they're not kids anymore. One of the two is absolutely thinking about retiring. He's a grandfather and so on and so forth. And this was, that that lent a little more interest for me, but again, not enough to make up for the movie it was, which was loud and crass and, as I say, full of weapons and foul language. And, violence, period. Just violence in general. So I said, not that I'm a big anti-violence person, a little violence is okay. This was just kind of one end to the other.
Mm-hmm.
And a dumb story to boot. So, but if you like those two actors, if you like action-filled police movies, go. You will probably like this one. Meanwhile, what is coming down the pike? Oh, sorry, before I get into that, I will mention that the movie 1917 is still at the Maison in French and English. Yay. And it's so very much a movie to be seen. Not only has it been nominated for many kind of big-time film awards, but it's just a good movie. And clearly there is violence in this movie. It's a war movie, but it's like intelligent violence.
Mm-hmm.
And it doesn't make it a whole lot easier to watch, but you say, okay, there's a reason for this, which I didn't feel about the other film. But enough dissing of Bad Boys for Life. So 1917, still there. If you haven't seen it, highly recommended. And the other movie which is there, interestingly, only in English, for some reason there is no French version, which is very unusual, is called The Gentleman. Now this was a movie filled with violence and bad language, if you like. But there was a interesting storyline. There were good performances. It wasn't just slam bang car crash. It wasn't that. It had excellent cast, good kind of intriguing story, and held my attention the whole time. I never found myself saying, "Oh, if they would only stop shooting each other." It just didn't happen that way. There was just too much other stuff going on to redeem it from being, oh, just a big action movie. So, if you haven't seen The Gentleman, it is there in English, and it's another one that I would recommend. So, Gentleman, yes. 1917, yes. Bad Boys, only if you are a fan of the genre. Meanwhile, what's happening new at the Maison is a movie called Birds of Prey, and then there's a subtitle, and for some reason I have terrible time remembering the whole phrase, but it's called Birds of Prey and the Fantabulous Emancipation of One Harley Quinn. That's the full title. And this movie also been getting excellent reviews. Reviews from the critics are really enjoying it.
Okay.
The audiences at the moment, at least I don't think online they have audience reviews yet, but I have a feeling the audience reviews are going to be through the roof.
Mm-hmm.
Margot Robbie, who plays the Harley Quinn, is just wonderful. She's really kind of coming into her own. She's done some very, very good movies from the beginning of her career, which was maybe 5 or 6 years ago, to now. She's really, she's excellent. She's Harley Quinn, and she has her Birds of Prey, who are several other women who would like to, who have axes to grind, I think, and they band together. And again, we're looking at cartoon violence, but at least the cartoon is fun to watch. Mm-hmm. The cartoon violence from that other movie was not fun for me to watch, but someone said, well, it's just cartoon violence, so you can sort of go with it, but I couldn't. But with this one, which I haven't seen yet, I think that will be the case. I think I will totally enjoy it just because it probably has a better story, certainly the star power of Margot Robbie, if nothing else. So that's what's on the dock for my next movie review. I'll be able to talk further about the Birds of Prey movie. I can give you a little, just a taste. The critics, who get to see the movies before mm-hmm. anybody else does, have given it a 92% approval rating, wow. which is more than respectable.
Mm-hmm.
And there are no audience reviews, or there weren't at the time, simply because audiences hadn't been given a chance to see it. So 92% from the critics. Again, I think the audience score will be above that, or at least that. And we're lucky because it's playing locally and it's in English. So more on that next time, when I've actually had a chance to see it. But I will talk in terms of what's playing locally in English. There is a movie which I think will be around likely a short period of time, and it's a documentary called Fantastic Fungi.
Okay.
The Mushroom Movie.
Mm-hmm.
And I watched the trailer online, and it does look wonderful.
Mm-hmm.
It's a combination of live action and some animations and a whole lot of kind of really, really beautiful nature photography, and it's all about mushrooms, which are very, 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 very important to the planet. So that is only playing on one at one time, and it's in English. So on the Maison de Cinema timetable page, mm-hmm. the schedule page, it says French. Ignore that. It's not in French. It's only in English. And it's only once a day at 6:45 at night. So either early dinner or late dinner. But if you have a look at the trailer, and I would recommend you do that, this looks like just a wonderful movie. Fantastic Fungi, about mushrooms, magic and otherwise. So that's certainly one that I will recommend, and hopefully I will be able to talk about it when I come back next week. So that's it locally. As I mentioned in the past, the Galaxy Cinema up mm-hmm. further up from the Maison de Cinema has the occasional English film. And in fact, at the moment, they happen to have two or three.
Oh, okay.
It's much harder to wade through their website and see what movies are in English than on the Maison de Cinema site. The same goes to a certain extent for Magog, which also has its own little movie theater mm-hmm. in town. They too have, I think it's three movies in English, all of which are playing in English in Sherbrooke. So unless you like to go to Magog, there probably wouldn't be a reason to go, because you can see the same movies downtown Sherbrooke. But having said that, Magog and the Galaxy Cinema do have English movies, if you can figure out what times they're mm-hmm. playing. Again, it's the websites are not the easiest ones. It's certainly okay. not the Galaxy to mm-hmm. figure out, okay, is this movie in English? Is it in French? Is it both? But it's good to know that there are, in fact, there's enough call mm-hmm. to have English movies playing in not just one, but three theaters locally.
That is good, yeah.
Yeah. So, and I guess we'll kind of wrap up with the information about the Academy Awards.
Okay. Yes.
Because by the time I'm sitting in this studio again, they will have come and gone. And people will have sat through many hours of an award show, or like me, just taped it and then watched it the next day, skipping through the annoying parts. It's on Sunday, which I think is the 8th,
mm-hmm.
On one of the major networks. Probably several major networks, both Canadian and American. And I believe it's at I may be wrong, but I think it begins at something crazy like 5:30. But in any event, this is very easy to go online, Google Academy Awards or Oscars, and you'll find out everything you need to know about what movies and performers and crew members have been nominated. It is kind of fun to watch. And there's a few movies that are that we've seen locally, which are in the running for Best Picture. And one, unfortunately, one which did play, it may even still be playing, it did play here, but without English subtitles, is a Korean movie called Parasite. It went away, it came back, and it's still subtitled in French. So... It's Korean with French subtitles, and I suspect that it's a movie that you're going to want to see in English or watch it, see it in Korean and look at the subtitles in English. But it's getting amazing reviews. People are just like over the moon about this movie called Parasite. So if you want to be on top of what's going to be happening at the Academy Awards on Sunday, if you are very comfortable with French and you don't mind seeing a Korean movie with French subtitles, then that is at the Maison de Cinema. There's one early afternoon show and one 9:30 at night.
Okay.
So there's a couple of ways to go and see that. I personally am going to wait until it's available with English subtitles and then find a way to get hold of that copy.
Exactly. So it's on the 8th, the Academy Award?
It's Sunday.
Oh, Sunday, which would be the 9th, I think.
Is it the 9th? Yeah. Sorry, I think I've been saying the 8th right along, but in fact, it's a Sunday.
Okay.
Event.
Okay, so that would be the 9th, I guess.
Yeah.
Okay. Sorry. Interesting.
Sorry about that. For those of you who set your recorder, it's a Sunday thing. It always goes on way longer than you think it should.
Okay,
For something which I think is scheduled for 3 hours, it typically ends up taking 4, and whatever comes after it is simply bumped. So if you're going to set your recorder, make sure that it records not just for the length of the show, but the length of the show plus an hour, because that's what it's going to be.
Okay. Good to know.
Anyway, okay, so that's movie news for this week.
Okay, well, thanks very much, Melanie.
You're welcome.